Good evening, everyone. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. It is 6 p.m. here, or just about 2 minutes after, which means you are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. Yay! That's right, I'm back here after a little two-week hiatus. Hope you missed me, because I missed you. I want to send a shout-out to Vincent there for covering for me for a little bit there a couple weeks ago, and also for his just overall fantastic effort here at WMFO. Okay. So, it is June 30th. It is a blazingly hot one here in the Boston area. But, hey, it is summer, and it's better than snow, so I'm not complaining. But I'll try to refrain from dripping on the keyboard and or microphone here in the studio. Just as an announcement for my fellow DJs coming up afterwards. Because it is June 30th here, this means it is the last day of Gay Pride Month. And today we are going to be celebrating Gay Pride Month here, just kind of wrapping it up with 2 hours of 80s, not all gay artists, some of them certainly, but we're also going to throw in some anthems. Can't go wrong with Dancing Queen by ABBA, for instance. I mean, come on here, Mamma Mia is coming out, the second sequel to it anyway. So sit back, grab your beverage of choice, and enjoy.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map. I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, see? See the vortex of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Somewhere in Des Moines or San Antonio, there's a young gay person who all of a sudden realizes that she or he is gay, knows that if the parents find out, they'll be tossed out of the house. The classmates would taunt the child. And the Anita Bryans and John Briggs are doing their bit on TV. And that child had several options. Staying in a closet, suicide. And then one day that child might open a paper and it says homosexual elected in San Francisco. And there are two new options. The option is to go to California. Stay in San Antonio and fight. 2 days after I was elected, I got a phone call, and the voice was quite young. It was from Altoona, Pennsylvania, and the person said, "Thanks, and you've got to elect gay people so that that young child and the thousands upon thousands like that child know that there's hope for a better world, there's hope for a better tomorrow. Without hope, not only gays, but those blacks, and the Asians, and the disabled, and the seniors, the us's, without hope, the us's give up. I know that you cannot live on hope alone, but without it, life is not worth living. And you, you've got to give them hope. Thank you very much."
Thank you.
all change. It's got to change more, 'cause we think it's getting better, but nobody's really sure. And so it goes, go round again, but now and then we wonder who the real men are.
See you.
We are back here on Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. We meet here every Saturday evening from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And this summer, we have a special schedule where we alternate every week between 6 to 8 p.m. and 6 to 9 p.m. And as I said before, tonight is the 6 to 8 p.m. version. Okay. This is a special edition of the Squid Pod here as we wrap up Gay Pride Month here. Not all gay artists, but most of them, I would say. And obviously, maybe not obviously, but some anthems thrown in there. Let's just talk about what we've been listening to and you can take it from there. So we started off the set with Joe Jackson and Real Men from 1982's Night and Day. Raff gave us Self-Control from his 1984 debut. I'm hoping I pronounced his name correctly there. Raff. A little Italo disco from the 80s there. And if you recognize that song, that's right. Laura Branigan made that a hit here in the U.S. with the song of the same name, Self-Control. The Polecats gave us Make a Circuit with Me. From 1981's Polecats Are Go. You have to say it that way because that's the exclamation point at the end. And we wrapped it up there with New Order and the track Temptation from 1982. We also had a little blurb in there from Harvey Milk from one of his speeches back in the day. And we're going to be peppering the show with little sound bites of famous gay figures. So let's dive back into it here with Gang of Four.
Thank you. Lady from the 16th District, Representative Walsh.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I don't wax as eloquently as most of the people on the floor here, but I have allowed my heart and my mind to guide me in decisions that I've made on a lot of different issues that have been before us in the legislature. And I think sometimes that's what we have to do. And I too don't want to wag my finger at anybody about which way you should vote on this. It's certainly an issue of conscience to me, and certainly one that is I have been weighing very heavily for the last few weeks. You know, I was married for 23 years to the love of my life, and he died 6 years ago. And you know, I'm a lonely old widow right now. I'm 51 years old, looking for a boyfriend, not having much luck with that. And yet, when I think of my husband, and I think of all the wonderful years we had, and the wonderful fringe benefit of having three beautiful children, I don't miss the sex. You know? That, and to me, that's kind of what this boils down to. It's, I don't miss that. I mean, I certainly miss it, but I don't, it's not, it is certainly not the aspect of that relationship, that incredible bond that I had with that human being, that I really, really genuinely wish I still had. And so I think to myself, how could I deny anyone the right to have that incredible bond with another individual in life? To me, it seems almost cruel. You know, years ago, my daughter went to, she was in elementary school. Many of you have met my daughter. She's a fabulous girl. She's wonderful. My boys are great too, but my daughter is just something special, and she was the light of her father's eyes. And she went to school, and there were some kids that were, a whole group of kids, just picking on another kid. And you know, my daughter stood up for that kid, even though it wasn't the popular thing to do. She knew it was the right thing to do. And I was never more proud of my kid than knowing that she was speaking against the vocal majority on behalf of the rights of the minority. And to me, it is incumbent upon us as legislators in this state to do that. That is why we are here. And I shudder to think that if folks who have preceded us in history did not do that, frankly, I'm not sure I would be here as a woman. I'm not sure other people would be here due to their race or their creed. And to me, that is what's disconcerting. And someone made the comment that this is not about equality. Well, yes, it is about equality. And why in the world would we not allow those equal rights for individuals who truly were committed to one another in life to be able to show that by way of a marriage? My daughter came out of the closet a couple of years ago. And you know what? I thought I was just gonna agonize about that. Nothing's different. She's still a fabulous human being, and she's met a person that she loves very much. And someday, by God, I wanna throw a wedding for that kid. And I hope that's exactly what I can do. I hope she will not feel like a second-class citizen involved in something called a domestic partnership, which frankly sounds like a Merry Maids franchise to me. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. That's all I want to say. And thank you for the civil, wonderful debate today. It's been great.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
And we're back here on Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoir Faire. You are listening to a special edition of Songs from the Squid Pod this evening here as we wrap up celebrating Gay Pride Month. We started off that set with Gang of Four and I Love a Man in Uniform from their 1982 release, Songs of the Free. Saga was in there with On the Loose from Worlds Apart from 1981. Wham gave us Club Tropicana from their 1983 debut, Fantastic. Scandal, featuring Patti Smith, was in there with The Warrior from 1984. And we wrapped it up there with Bauhaus and She's in Parties from Burning from the Inside from 1983. We also wrapped it up there with a little soundbite from Washington State Representative Maureen Walsh back in February of 2012, speaking about a bill concerning civil marriage and domestic partnership in the state of Washington. And just as a reminder, folks, here this past week, June 26, 2015, 3 years ago, same-sex marriage was legalized here by the state, United States Supreme Court. So that's what we're celebrating here today. Not all gay artists, but for the most part. And of course, we're keeping the focus on the 80s as we always do here on Songs from the Squid Pod. If you got any questions, comments, requests, you can always email me at squidpodmusic@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at squidpodmusic. You can find the playlists and archive versions of the show on the station's website at WMFO.org. This is 91.5 WMFO Medford. I am Savoir Faire, and we're going to dive back into it with some Elton John. Cartoon blue.